It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Mize. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
Hello, one and all. Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Patty McHugh, and I'm very pleased to be joined once again by my good friend, Jen Mize. Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hey, Patty, I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Very good, thank you.
You seem good.
I am. I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right, look, we're going to do what we always do, Jen, which is begin the show by acknowledging the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land here in the west end of Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jen, we're going to be doing it's a little bit of a unique show tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've often shined the spotlight on certain geographical locations and things, but we're actually going to be really focusing down on this episode and looking at a place just outside of a country town in New South Wales called Nundle, and the place is called the Dag Sheep Station.
Yes. Now, you heard that right, D-A-G.
D-A-G, yes. Bit of a play. And we're actually going to have a bit of a chat to the gentleman who is heavily involved in this place. He's the owner and the brains
proprietor.
Behind it and proprietor. Yes. And who also happens to be a musician. And look, we won't give too much away, but look, this is a very, very special place.
Mm.
And there's lots of things that happen in this place that inspires a huge amount of music and creativity and love and songs. And it's such a wonderful place that both Jen and I, we've had our personal experiences there separately.
Yes.
And it's, I think it's worth sharing with the wider population if they don't already know about it.
Absolutely. The Dag Sheep Station has been acting as a hub for a lot of people in the country music business and the alternative country and Americana scene to come together and kind of, you know, a hand over the aisle if reach out to somebody who doesn't necessarily write your type of music or this or that and co-write music together and create things. It's also a place of performance. It's a venue during the Tamworth Country Music Festival and sometimes during Hats Off to Country. It's a magical place where a lot of music is being created, and I feel like the songline thing is happening there as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, we're going to all the songs that we play this episode are going to be songs that have been written on that piece of land.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we're going to have a chat with the owner in a little bit, but let's just jump into the music.
Yes.
One of the artists who's done a lot with the Dag is a guy called Luke O'Shea. Mm-hmm. Another artist is Lynn Botel.
Yes.
You would know those names if you know anything about Australian country music. And this song is a co-write by both of them written at the Dag Sheep Station called Sing Me a Story.
I'm there in the ochre, scratched deep in the wall. I'm a line that lays upon sleepers, stretching till dawn. And I am the echo of an axe on the eucalypt breeze. And I'm there in the hull of a tall ship high upon seas. Sing me a story, one that I can believe. Take me to places that I couldn't dream of. Open my eyes. Won't you teach me the lessons that I need to learn? Unlock my heart and just let it all burn. Oh, awaken the spirit in me so I can believe. Won't you sing up my country? Sing it for me.
I'm the ash in the eye. I'm the wail of the widow that's leaving, 'cause the stock of all died. I am the prayer of Eureka as he cracks through the sea. I am the distance and I am the time that goes way beyond dreams. Sing me a story, one that I can believe.
places that I couldn't dream of. Open my eyes, teach me the lessons that I need to learn. Unlock my heart and just let it all burn. Oh, awaken the spirit in me so I can believe. Won't you sing me a story? Sing it for me. I am the spear that's been thrown in defiance.
I am the blood in the Anzac Alliance.
If you seek, you will find the secret to what we can be.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth, and that last track was by Shane Nicholson and Leon Milner. And the track was The High Price of Surviving, written, of course, about Glenn.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And, you know, it's that thing, Leon Milner, you know, he is a novice singer-songwriter and comes to the DAG to go to the songwriting camp and gets paired up with Shane Nicholson.
Mm.
And they write that song, you know, pretty soon after the passing of Glenn. And it won the APRA Song of the Year last year at the Golden Guitar. So it won a Golden Guitar.
Amazing.
So you can be a pretty much a novice or a no one and get paired with someone like Shane and win a Golden Guitar the following year.
Yep, that's
happened.
Magic of the DAG.
It is.
Yep. So this week's episode, if you've just joined us, is about a place called the DAG Sheep Station, which is a bit of a hub in the country music world in Australia where people often go to write and to write songs and connect with other musicians. And that last song was an example of just that kind of collaboration.
Absolutely.
We're going to get very soon the owner of the DAG Sheep Station, John Krishula, on the line.
Yes.
And he's going to be telling us all about his little world out there, which will become your little world once you hear the story.
It sure will.
But look, let's start with one of John's songs, because not only is he the guy that runs the DAG, he's also an amazing musician and he's written some great songs.
And a singer-songwriter,
yeah. And look, another Golden Guitar winning track. This is one he wrote with Luke O'Shea.
That's correct.
And this was one of the first, I think he said his first ever co-write. Anyway, we'll just let the song be speaking.
That's pretty good for a first ever co-write winning a Golden Guitar.
And we'll have a chat with John straight after.
This is Old Man Shed.
Well, the old man kicked the bucket about 7 months ago. And he left me with his ashes and he left me with a note. It read, "Son, you know I love you. From this world I've been released. And I know you'll know just what to do so I can rest in peace." So I hung on to his ashes and the words he said. And I went out for inspiration to the old man's shed. As I opened up the door, I could still recall his face. As he would try and tell me sternly, everything must have its place. Well, he tried to educate me, but I never quite could see. Cause he had so many hammers, how many hammers do you need? Oh, with all these nuts and bolts and washers, there is nothing he would waste. Yes, in my old man's shed, everything must have its place. Well, that man could build the Taj Mahal with nails, clamps and glue. If something ever broke, he knew exactly what to do. And I'd watch him at that workbench in a state of grace. Yes, and everything he touched was meticulously placed. Well, there were ropes and there were ladders, there were brushes, there were leads, and a poster on the fridge when the Dragons won in 63. I'd try and borrow something and leave without a trace. Well, every tool that had an outline, everything must have its place. Well, yes, he tried to educate me, but I never quite could see. Cause he had so many chisels, how many chisels do you need? Oh, with all these nuts and bolts and washers, there is nothing he would waste. Yes, in my old man's shed, everything had had its place. Yeah. Then suddenly it struck me, I knew exactly what to do. I opened up a jam jar and I emptied out the screws. And then I poured the old man's ashes in with a smile upon my face. And then I left him there within the shed. Everything must have its place. Well, yes, he tried to educate me, and finally I see you find your place within the world, how happy you can be. Oh, with all these nuts and bolts and washers, there is nothing we should waste. Yes, in my old man's shed, everything must have its place. My old man's shed, everything has got its place. My old man's shed, he found his final resting place.
We got a really good special friend of ours on the phone. This is someone who has been in the country music scene, supporting country music for a long time, and happens to run a sheep station out in the town of Nundal near Tamworth. We've got Johnny Kay on the phone. How you going, John?
Good, thanks, Jen.
It's good to talk to you, brother. I'm looking forward to getting together and coming down to the Dag Sheep Station in July for the Songwriters Retreat. I cannot wait. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Songwriters Retreat that you run and how they can get in touch with you if they're interested?
Sure. Well, I can start off by telling you it's cold.
It is cold.
It is freezing cold.
In July, it's cold.
Here in July at the Dag. But, you know, it's easy to get involved. And the best way is to hit on the website, thedag.com.au. And there's a little icon there for an upcoming event, which is a retreat, and it's got all the information, the tutors, and how to register.
Now, who's going to be on board tutoring this time? I know I'm on board, but who else did you sign up?
Well, we've got our usual suspects for July, and that's, of course, yourself, Jeremy Edwards.
Yep.
I normally go in alphabetical order. Kevin Bennett.
Yeah. We might know who that guy is.
Yeah. Good old KB. He's been coming for a long time now. We've got Shane Nicholson, Luke O'Shea, and Felicity Urquhart.
Yeah, not a bad crowd.
And then whoever else we manage to drag in around. But, you know, Gibbo always drops in for a visit. But they're our main riders.
And what, John, what gave you the idea to start doing the Songwriters Retreat there? Because, I mean, you've been doing it for a few years before I got involved.
Yeah, well, we started the retreats in 2013. So mm-hmm. It was probably a couple of years before that. Joan Douglas from the Academy, Country mm-hmm. Music Academy, actually came up with Dave Woodward and had a conversation. And they were looking at doing something similar and having some big name writers, but it didn't get off the ground, and they looked at it for a couple of years in a row, and then out of the blue, Luke dropped in and had a yarn, and we started talking about it, and Bill Chambers was the other one, and it went from there, and I just then got in touch with them, and Alan Caswell, and a few others, and they started the very first one. So Tamara Stewart, I think she was on the first one.
I think that's right.
And it was, and then it just grew from there.
That's amazing. And John, look, the Songwriter Retreats are only an aspect of what you do at the Dag Sheep Station. And for many people, they might not have who are listening to this, they might not actually have been to Tamworth or be familiar with the Dag. Look, it's a venue, it's a working sheep farm, it's your home. Can you give us a bit of an overall view of what the Dag, what it is, you know, and what it stands for?
Sure thing, Paddy. Well, the Dag is the Ocker term, basically the shit off the sheep's butt. It's a tongue-in-cheek term that was given to this place over 20 years ago. It was very popular with backpackers. It was a backpacker place from Sydney, the Dag, Byron Bay, and Byron Bay Dag for Sydney for about 14 years. But since Belinda and I took it over, we renovated it and went for wedding market and functions and corporate events. But the country music aspect, yeah, that's been going for about 12 years. So in January, we open it to the public. So you don't need to be part of a function or a wedding. You can just come up and hang out and see shows, which we always put on with our friends and good quality artists with a meal. And then we started doing it with Hats Off, which is the July mm-hmm. festival. And then that morphed into the retreat. So our sheep, we've probably got about 15, 20 sheep, and they all have names. So I wouldn't say we're a sheep farm. We're more like babysitting pet sheep and letting them eat our grass, which is And then we let them breed, of course. So that's what it is. But I think, you know, it's also become more of our home. And as we've grown older, we've restricted the use of it. And I know that sounds selfish, but it's become our home. And during COVID, it definitely became our home. And so we're just getting back into functions again. But that's what happens here. It's a pretty unique place. It's built around a woolshed complex. So the woolshed itself is about 115 years old. So the rest of it's all to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a magical place. I know that every time I go out there, I'm like suitably fully inspired.
I know. Well, you get lost here because you think the Great Dividing Range runs north to south, but this particular range is so unique. It runs north to south, but it also spears off and goes east to west. So when you're standing here, you think, hang on, why is the sun rising there and setting there? And that's the reason. And, they say there's song lines running beneath this place, and I truly believe there are. It's a really unique place. It's on a little creek called the Wamamurra Creek, which is our local language for meaning water, plenty of water. And this little creek, a great creek, it's a great place, but that's what happens here at the retreat. The retreat's not only about writing songs. It's about getting out of your comfort zone and being in a safe place. And you know that, Jen. It's you just let your imagination go. There's no internet here, so no TV. And you just really switch off from the world for 4 days, 4 nights, and let that creativity flow and go with whatever comes. And that's why so many great songs have come out of the DAG, I believe, is because both not only the tutors, the writers, but everyone who comes just lets their guard down and really opens their creativity up.
Now, yeah. Jen was telling me before, John, that there's been 4 Golden Guitar winning songs written at the DAG retreats. Is that correct? I'm sure she's got it right. She's got the facts right.
Yeah, there's 4 Golden Guitars given for the songs. One of the songs, Sing Me Up, received 2 Gold Guitars, one for vocal collaboration and the other for heritage songs. So
yeah.
It did pick up that. And then, of course, there were a couple of co-writes that were on Frozen Rabbit, which won 2 Gold Guitars for, I think it was like Album of the Year and Contemporary Album. So the songs are connecting. That's the beauty of it. The tutors, and we call them tutors, but we've got to give them a name, but they are really our mentors and our songwriters to guide people and to help open them up. But they're really relating to the songs they write. And the last one was Shane Nicholson and Leon Milner. And I think Shane said at the Gold Guitars, he didn't know what he had until he got home, because it's a pretty hectic 4 days for the writers. And
yeah, you're writing a song, at least 2 songs a day for us, the mentors. Yeah. So Shane was probably a little song blind.
Yeah, and that happens, mate. You guys at the end of it are just drained, and that's what we love. It's it's about draining your energy, but where that energy goes is the songs, and that's really fruitful.
You're talking about this as if this is something that's removed from you somewhat as well, but look, don't sell yourself short. You actually co-wrote one of those songs that won one of those Golden Guitars, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And you know what, Patty, that was my second co-write ever, and I'd never co-written. I did my first one the year before at the retreat, which was a great song. I recorded it with Katie Bryanna as a duet, and that was written with Luke and Lachlan Bryan and Kerry Garside. But yeah, that second one, that's right, it got a Gold Guitar, and thanks to Lukey Boy, he definitely knows how to pull the heritage out of a song.
Amazing. I love it. Yeah. Johnny Kay and I wrote a song together about Nimbin.
Oh.
About going to the Nimbin Roots Festival.
I want to hear this.
We're going to have to play that one.
Yeah, I think I was at that festival.
Yeah, you were at that fest. We were all there together.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Well, that's right. If you vaguely remember it, you were there.
That's exactly right.
I mean, that was a great experience, Jen. I mean, your style of writing is so different. I've written with every tutor that's come through here just about, and some several, but I really loved working with you. I think one thing we sort of said was, we're going to write this in the key of stoner.
Yep.
And I thought, got it. And I remember you say, take 5 minutes, just write down everything you remembered. And it just flowed, and that was an easy song to write. And you know, part of that chord progression, I don't know, I think I might have told you, came from an old Guy Clark song. So it's really good to marry up, you know, songs that you love and bits and pieces with ideas. It just and morph into your own song. It's great.
Oh man, I enjoyed writing that with you, Johnny K. I remember it clear as a day, as day. Like I remember it so clear.
Oh, you know what? One of my musical highlights was playing Nimbin at the Nimbin Festival.
That's what I'm talking about.
With Neil Murray sitting next to me in the round with Richo, and
fantastic.
And he just looked at me and he just goes, "Wow, man!"
it was just a trip.
Yeah, it was the right place, right time.
Well, John, look, this entire episode this week of our show is going to be dedicated to the songs and the artists that are connected to the Dag Sheep Station and to this story that you've been talking about. And look, to end it, mate, look, I just wanted to say thank you for your incredible contribution to the musical landscape of not just Tamworth but of greater, you know, music around Australia. As you said yourself, so much great stuff has come. So, look, and you know, it's been tough for you, I'm sure. It's not an easy business to be in working with music and you know, hosting musicians. But look, thank you for everything you've done and continue to do. And I just wish you and the Dag Sheep Station all the best.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that, Paddy. And thank you, mate. Thanks for you and Jen and Three Chords and the Truth for highlighting these fantastic artists, you know, and songs. It's really good recognition. So thank you.
Thanks, Johnny K. Our love to you, Belinda, and the girls. And I can't wait to come write some more songs in July at the Dag Songwriters Retreat.
Look forward to it, darling. Look forward to it.
I'll see you soon, Johnny.
See you, Patty. Thank you.
Good bye, chat. Buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I was talking Greek philosophy to a fellow slacker shaman. And eating special brownies where my mind it started warming. I came upon a pizza bar that was empty, mostly dry. Rainbow colors on the flags and the people asking why. See, I'm stuck inside a Nimbin and I am stoned. And I'm to know what's going on here, man. It sure feels like home. Well, a mountain called me down the track, and like a creek I floated by. Forest spoke in mellow tones, every puddle had a smile. There's skinny men with their scrawny dogs, and we're all losing track of time. There's women holding hands, giving hearts at, man, I sure feel fine. See, I'm stuck inside a Nimbin and I hate the stone. And I know. And I might not know what's going on here, but man, it sure feels like home. Off the elders, we dance around the fire. Welcome me to their countrymen and open up my mind. Well, I came upon a little church with a good folk inside. It was some strange sort of revival, surely not the Christian kind. The dreadlock preacher took to the stage, the congregation joining. It was mystical, it was musical, and it started to make sense. See, I'm stuck inside a Nimbin and I am strong, but not alone. And I'm not to know what's going on here, but man, it sure feels like home.
That last song was John Crisciola and our very own Jen Myers. penned at the Dag Sheep Station, and that track was called Nimbin. Jen, I'd like to take a moment to talk about our sponsor, Second Radio Clothing.
Let's do that, Patty.
Yeah. Look, Second Radio Clothing are a fantastic clothing brand that are bringing country music stylings into urban streetwear.
That's right. And you can get yourself some Second Rodeo clothing by going to their website, or you can go to the 98.9 FM website. That's 989fm.com.au and get yourself one of the 98.9 t-shirts that Second Rodeo Clothing has made for us and directly support us here at Three Quarts in the Truth.
Yeah. And look, Second Rodeo have a great selection on their website, really cool tee designs and what have you. So go and check it out. We strongly encourage it. Second Rodeo Clothing, our sponsor at Three Chords in the Truth, living life like a country song.
Oh, I love that.
You're tuned to Three Chords in the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
All right, Jen, we're going to get back to the music. Now, we're talking the Dag Sheep Station this week. We had just had a great chat with the proprietor.
Johnny K.
Johnny K. Yeah. Lovely chat. Look, we're going to throw to another song that's connected to this. So these are all songs that were written by artists who either work there or have done the retreat there or have been written there. Mm-hmm. But in every way, these songs are all connected to that land and the story of the sheep station and that amazing place it is. So where are we going next?
I want to go with a Jeff Gibson song.
Oh, Gibbo. Yeah.
Yeah. This song is called Mrs. Murphy.
Yep.
Now, Jeff Gibson is almost always at the Dag Sheep Station when we have songwriters retreats or when there's any performances going on. He continually entertains me with his songwriting prowess and his mind. And he's wired differently than some other people. And I think it's a great thing. And he lives in Nundle.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Comes full circle.
So this is Jeff Gibson with Mrs. Murphy, and I think I fell off my hay bale the first time I heard him sing this song, for sure. I laughed my butt off. I thought it was so great. Jeff Gibson.
Mrs. Murphy, let your daughter out. I got good intentions. The one thing you're trying to save her from that was gone months ago. And I must compliment you on your fine, fine daughter. Did you teach her about love? Is it a natural thing? Handed down through the Murphy genes. First time I was in my daddy's car in his HR hole. Second time underneath the stars on a woolen blanket down a tin dark road. And I've lost count of loving on the couch and the table that holds your sewing machine. It's fun getting into the Murphy jeans. I promise you I didn't push her into anything. She was a strong persuader, manipulated all the situations we found ourselves in. They say, take a long time, lover, while you look at the mother. Mother, what a mother you are. Had a fantasy of three about you, Mrs. Murphy, and your daughter and me. Mrs. Murphy got the summer top on, you look so tempting. Through the sun I can see your form, and oh mama, you got it going on. I promise you I'm dedicated to your daughter, but I can't help be tempted by these things, seeing you in your Murphy jeans. I promise you I didn't push you into anything. She was a strong persuader, manipulated all the situations we found ourselves in. They say, take a long time, lover, while you look at the mother. And mother, what a mother you are. Had a fantasy of three about you, Mrs. Murphy, and your daughter and me. Mrs. Murphy, let your daughter out. I got good intentions.
Thank you.
found our fun, not hurting no one. Higher than high, just on life. Like you always said, there's a happy for you and a happy just for me too. And we all need to get there soon. Stars fill my mind, cartwheel and climb. Smiles from a child, ring of joy. And we all need to get there.
That was Felicity Urquhart and Rachel Webster with their track
Cartwheel and Climb.
Thank you for saving me, Jen.
You're welcome. And that was written at the DAG.
It was written at the DAG, yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Such a good tune.
Now, this week's episode is all about the place, the DAG's Sheep Station, mm-hmm. which is a property where musicians gather to perform and more importantly, to write music and collaborate. A little gem up there in the New England region of Australia.
Yes.
Now, Jen, this next song's loaded with quite a bit of meaning for you personally.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about it, please?
Well, Carl Brody, great singer-songwriter who passed away a few years back from cancer, a battle with cancer, a long battle. Carl was one of those people that brought the alternative country community and the country community together. He offered so many people, you know, like my first gig in Tamworth was because of Carl. And for a couple years, the only place I could play was someplace that Carl let me play.
Mm.
And Carl was the first person to tell me about the DAG. And when they started the DAG Sheep Station songwriting retreat, Carl was one of the first mentors there.
Right.
And when he passed, there was a massive hole, a massive void, because we had all been brought together. This entire community had been brought together by Carl Brody, his passion for songwriting, his passion for community of songwriters, And the DAG was one of those places where that passion and that magic really flourished. And so every year when we do the DAG Sheep Station retreats, the songwriters retreats, we do what's called the Black Crow Call-In Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, night one, everyone gets up and plays something they've never played or that's new. They're just putting their songs in front of a room full of strangers. It takes a lot of bravery.
Mm.
It takes a lot of heart. The mentors, we all get up and play songs that we've not played, you know, before. We, that kind of embracing of, yep, this is vulnerability and it's awesome and we're all here for each other is very Carl Brody.
Okay.
And so I wanted to play Carl's song, Black Crow Callin'. I mean, every time I'm there, I think of Carl, and I'm definitely by no means the only one. Mm. We're all thinking that. Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to play one of his great songs. He was such a great songwriter. This is Black Crow Callin'.
Thanks for sharing, Jen.
You're welcome, man.
Black crow calling, a half a mile back there's a black crow calling. If not for that woman, I'd be long gone. I ain't going nowhere with the black crow calling. Down by the river, it's slow and easy, but nothing's easy when the heart ain't comprehending. Messages the messenger sending. Think I got a seven, I might have been an eighter. I ought to go back there, maybe later. But I stone refuse, she's cold as winter. Got my daddy's blood and I'm stubborn as a splinter. Down by the river, it's slow and easy, but nothing's easy when the heart ain't comprehending. What kind of message is the messenger sending? Black crow calling, black crow calling. Why in heaven is the black crow calling? So bad under this blanket of stars here tonight. I think I might rock on back in the morning light. Down by the river, it's slow and easy, but nothing's easy when the heart ain't comprehending. What kind of message is the messenger sending? Black crow calling, black crow calling. Why in heaven is the black crow calling? Black crow calling, black crow calling. Why in heaven is the black crow calling?
Jen Myers, let's take a moment to talk about our wonderful sponsor, Second Radio Clothing.
Yes, let's do that, Patty.
Yep, they support us here at Three Chords in the Truth and
in
Community Radio by sponsoring our show and also providing amazing, cool merchandise for people to purchase.
That's right. And if you want to get your hands on some of that merchandise, you can either go to the 98.9 website, that's 989fm.com.au, and purchase one of the 98.9 t-shirts. There are three different designs that directly support us here at Three Chords and the Truth. Or, Patty?
You can head to secondradioclothing.com where you'll see a range of their really cool country-inspired urban streetwear designs. Thank you very much, Second Radio Clothing, for sponsoring us.
We appreciate that. Seriously.
Living life like a country song.
Living life like a country song.
All right, Jen, we're going to get back to the music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking the Dag Sheep Station this episode, and his name's come up in the conversation with Johnny Kay, and if you're talking the Dag, you can't but talk about the man, Kevin Bennett.
Kevin Bennett.
Yep, with Staple. His band, The Flood, and he's done a lot at the Dag. He's one of the people, the mentors at the Songwriters Retreat. And look, an amazing songwriter, and his songs are just worth sharing.
Yeah, and he's such a strong representation of what the Dag is about, because he's kind of a no BS guy, but he's all heart and all consistently trying to get better. You got someone who's, you know, a veteran in the business who's still learning every day, yep. And that's KB's approach to everything. So,
and what's more, he also identifies as a Gumaro man, an Indigenous First Nations person, and the Dag Sheep Station is on his traditional country, so there's those connections.
Yeah,
to
there's
song
a
lines.
Lot of song lines.
Beautiful connection there as well.
A lot of magic, man.
Yeah. All right, this is Kevin Bennett and The Flood with their song Down the Line.
There's a rose in the garden, growing through concrete and rain. When I return from my rambling, be the color of the red dirt plain. It's easy to see what you wanted, harder to get what you need. Like a thorn buried deep in your finger, that rose is gonna make you bleed. I've seen the harvest wasted, dying right on the vine. Well, if I take more than I'm giving, I'll pay you back down the line. Just when you think it's all over, some dreams take wings and fly. When I remember the dream of my lifetime, it's you I'll see by and by. I've heard the sound of lovers crying, believing the sun won't shine. Well, if my love should ever bring you to tears, I'll drive them all down the line, down the line, down the line. Plane down to Melbourne just to play some rock and roll. I wound up hanging with a pack of wild dingoes no fence could ever hold. And I know a change is coming for me and these friends of mine. Oh, well, if it does, when it does, or how it does, I'll be singing your song down the line. Yeah, well, if it does, when it does, or how it does, I'll be singing your song down the line, down the line, down the line, down the line, yeah, down the line. Just to play some rock and roll.
Jen Myers, it has come to yours and my favourite part of the show, shout out time.
Shout out time.
Yeah. Now, look, we're doing this show entirely about the Dag Sheep Station just outside of Nundle in New South Wales because it's such an amazing place and it's been such a hub of creativity, and these places are rare and beautiful and need to be celebrated.
That's right. They yeah. absolutely do. And Nundle's such a great town.
It is. And I love Nundle. It's got the old gold museum and that funky shop where you can walk in and buy like stuff from the, like it's like hasn't changed since the gold.
The Ye Olde shop?
Yeah. Like it's,
I buy a new thing at the Ye Olde shop every year. Like I got all my cast iron pans.
Yeah.
All my butter dish, like all my kitchen stuff.
It's amazing. It's like, seriously, if you were like on the frontier and going out like, you know, in the early days of colonial Australia and you're going out to mine the gold fields and you just arrived from overseas, this
Here's
is where you
pick.
Go and buy your stuff, like your pick and
Here's
your,
an enamel bucket.
Exactly. It's amazing. Amazing. Anyway.
We love Nundle. We love you guys. And this shout out is coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network. Yeah,
that's
man.
Right. Now, look, I want to say thank you very much to Johnny K. John Krishula for speaking with us today and sharing it. And look, if you've listened to this and you've enjoyed the music and you like the stories, look, we encourage you to support this wonderful place. Look, we do have a sponsor and we don't normally do this direct kind of like support this place.
No.
But we're making an exception for this and I'm happy to wear it because, and this isn't out of financial interest for us. We have no connection to the DAG.
Well, I do because I mentor there, but I actually believe in it.
Absolutely. Look, I'm not connected to it anyway. I've done a couple of gigs there in the past, but there's something special about this place that we wanted to share.
Yep.
And that is our motivation for doing this today. And it's also to share the artists and promote the artists that are associated with it because they're our peers and we love them and they're making great music.
That's right.
Yeah, it's great. All right, look, if someone wanted to do the retreat, Jen, before we go, if you're a songwriter and you're interested in getting involved in this, how could they go about it?
Look up the DAG Sheep Station on the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
That's DAG. Sheep station. It's, you know, it's actually a working sheep station, although there's only a few there, but they're there. And, you know, get in touch with Johnny K. The number's there on the website, and you can talk to Johnny K directly and get yourself a spot.
Yeah, great. All right, we'll leave it there, Jen. We'll catch you all next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
All right, this is Luke O'Shea and Kevin Bennett with their song Happy Australia Day.
Cowboys versus Indians, white man versus savages is what I was shouting on TV. Now I knew more about the world wars, the Zulu and the Navajo, than I did of my own history. Yes, but as you begin to uncover the sin, you can feel your heart drowning in shame. It all starts with a lie we no longer deny. It's time we all knew your So Pemaway, are you still fighting? When denied, your song we shall sing. For all your senseless suffering, Truganetti didn't mean anything. For every chain that has bound you, for every child stolen away, where the river still runs from the same poisoned well, happy Australia Day. Australia Day. Well, the wheel it still turns, the memory still burns, and there's still so much more left to write. Yeah, but if I am a man who's born on this land, then my history both black and white. So Jaeger, are you still fighting? Gendarmerie, the song we shall sing. And for all the absorbed as she traveled the world, been long, didn't mean anything. For every shot that was fired, intending to drive you away, well, the river still runs from the same poison well. Placing blame in the fear. And what we must learn first, we are better than our worst. And respect for each other starts here. So why celebrate this great nation on a day that insults and divides? For regardless of man,
Well, we all love this land. Find a way where we stand unified. Charlie Perkins, I'll stand beside you. Uncle Jimmy, your song I shall sing. And for all your selfless suffering, Mum Shaw, I feel every